Time now for Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Welcome in now, WWL's Mark Menard. Mark, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. So we learned yesterday that Zion's going to be back next week.
Yes, 6 days away now from the first suiting up of Zion Williamson in a regular season NBA game. And I'm sure the fans, just like me, are chomping at the bit, eager to see him. He's going to take on the San Antonio Spurs in his first game, and it is going to be a home game. He'll be in front of the friendly confines of the Smoothie King Center on January 22nd. So we have a date. We know when it's going to happen. The Pels still have to get through three games before that. But, the way they've been playing lately, I like their chances to head into that Zion Williamson debut on a hot streak.
And, Mark, speaking of how they play lately, I heard Coach Gentry make a comment. One reason why we're winning is we're just shooting better.
Yeah. The offense, well, and you know what else? It's because that they're moving the ball more. They're not playing as much isolation. Their assists are up. And they're getting the good open shot as opposed to just taking it off the dribble and trying to make something happen. They're completing the extra pass and they're getting good shots, and the field goal percentage is showing that the shots are better.
Now, Mark, boy, this would be a good feather in their cap as far as right now with their confidence. What are the Jazz? They've beat them already twice this year, I believe, and then I think they've won 10 games in a row. So that's a good measuring stick right now, playing a team like the Jazz.
Yeah, the Jazz have won 15 of their last 16 games.
Whoa.
And I believe you're right. I believe it is 10 in a row, but 15 of their last 16. But the Pelicans have won 9 of their last 13. And one of the ones that they lost was to the Jazz last week on that questionable call at the end where the NBA said, oh, our bad, Brandon Ingram should have gotten free throws and maybe push that game to overtime. So this is the third time they play him. It's a four-game series this year, and the Jazz have taken the first two. So the Pelicans definitely want to, you know, give them a little something back tonight when they get on the floor in the Smoothie King Center. Derek Favors is expected to play. That's going to be a big plus. Because he's been out the last couple of games, and they've won without him, but they've also played some more mediocre teams in the NBA, and Utah's one of the better teams. So they're going to need Derek Favors out there if they're going to expect to try to get a win. And, of course, you know, he came from Utah, so he's going to have a little something extra for the team that traded him.
Mark, when Zion returns, what do you think? Did they talk about managing load management and managing the minutes early on? And also there's still some conditioning aspect that he has to get acclimated to.
Well, initially, the initial reports were that he was going to be on a minutes restriction. But yesterday, David Griffin, you know, executive VP of basketball ops for the Pelicans, refuted that. He said there is not going to be a minutes restriction on Zion Williamson. They're going to take a look and see what he looks like in the game. And basically, they're going to eyeball it. And if he's still good to go, they're going to keep him in there. So they're going to play this by ear and see what he looks like in live game action. But there's not going to be any official minutes restriction on him. If he's good to go, they're going to let him keep playing.
WWL's Mark Menard for our Pelicans Primer. Mark, anything else before we let you run in?
Big game tonight at home. This is one that I feel like they need to get because Utah's gotten the best of them both times they played them earlier this year. And, of course, they're also heading into another big one this Saturday when they host the L.A. Clippers. So they got a couple of tough teams on the schedule here. But if they continue to play their brand of ball at the level they've been playing at, I think they could at least get the win tonight. And I think they'll push the Clippers as well.
WWL's Mark Menard. That's a wrap for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks, all right, Mark. Coming back for Red Arthur, Charles, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL.